Hello, boys and girls, and welcome to the Big Honker Podcast. We appreciate everybody that's tuning in. Go check us out. We're up on YouTube. It's real easy to find. All you got to do is punch in the Big Honker Podcast, and there we are. We are now Skyping with all of our guests so you can see them, and it's been a lot of fun. It's added another dimension to the podcast, and people are seeming to like it. So go check it out there, the Big Honker Podcast. If you like it, subscribe to it. You know, normal shit that you hear from people that have a YouTube channel. Like it, subscribe to it. This podcast is brought to you by the one and only Stanfield Hunting Outfitters. Turkey season is just around the corner, and we have just a few dates left. Shoot your Rio with me at the Big Honker Lodge.
Personally get a hunt with the world-famous Andy Shaver.
The one and only world-famous Andy Shaver. I'll call in a bird for you. It is a good time. It's always nice that time of year down here in Texas. Get out of the house. Get out in Mother Nature. Let's chase some gobblers together. 940-658-3172. Also, we are brought to you by Foul Bandits. They got a promo code migration. You can save 20% off of swag that you're going to need for the field. Hats, hoodies, decals, whatever you're looking for. Those folks over at Foul Bandits can hook you up no problem, and you can save a little bit of do-re-me by using the promo code migration, 20% off. That lets them know that we sent you. Outfitting you for the field is their motto over at Foul Bandits, so go check them out. They got some good-looking stuff, foulbandits.com. Also, we're brought to you by Gundog Outdoors. Keep your pooch safe with the patented quick release system. Promo code is Big Honker. That will save you money on all items on their website, and Trump 2020 will save you 20% off of their field trauma kit. If you're a hunter, it doesn't matter if your dog is the best dog in the world. I would recommend putting the quick release system on them, just because when it's go time, you don't have to worry about your four-legged friend breaking and you know, potentially having an accident out there. Keep them right by your side all the time. It's just an extra safety measure that that you can put into place whenever you're out in the field. All it takes is one time and ruin your day. And I think every hunting bag and truck needs the field trauma kit. Go check them out, Gundog Outdoors. Also, we're brought to you by Dirty Duck Coffee. If your coffee sucks, you know the rest. It ain't the duck. Texas coffee, isn't it? Dirty Duck Coffee?
Yes, it is. Burney, Texas, right down by San Antonio.
It's what we drink out here every morning, dirtyduckcoffee.com. Trump 2020 saves you some money on their coffee line. I personally, I like the high-velocity caffeine roast. Hits me in all the funny places, and it's how I start my day. They've also got some good-looking apparel. Got a good-looking shirt out there that I really like, so go check them out at Dirty Duck Coffee, and you can start your day with a duck every morning just like we do here at Stanfield Hunting Outfitters. Also, we're brought to you by Dive Bomb Industries. It's time to get skinny. It's 2021. You've been putting all those decoys away, and I'm sure they're taking up a bunch of space. If you had them in bags nicely organized, you can just put them, you can put them up, not take up a whole lot of room, and you're organized for next year. That way, when hunting season rolls around, you're not having to pull decoys out here, there, and near, far, and all that other stuff. Pack them up. Put them away. You're ready for next year. DiveBombIndustries.com. They've also got a, they're doing their first calling contest in June. So be looking for that. DiveBombIndustries.com. We're also brought to you by Pacific Calls. The boys up there, they've rebranded their turkey line. So if you're a turkey hunter like me and you're looking for a badass mouth call or a slate call or whatever, they got you covered. BHP 25 will save you 25%. They're also retooling their speckle belly call, and they're also playing with the 206. So look for that later this summer. We really, really enjoy having them being partners of the show. They put out an incredible product. Everybody loves it. So go check them out at PacificCustomCalls.com. Also, we're brought to you by Boss Shot Shells, all-American-made bismuth, copper-plated bismuth, hits like a freight train. All it takes is one. They got their turkey line going right now, Boss Tom. So if you are hitting the turkey woods,
you better order it quick.
You better order it quick, because they, Brandon said that they're not going to make just a whole bunch of it. So if you're wanting Boss Tom, go get it right now. And also, don't wait until the last minute to make your ammunition orders, shotgun shell orders for this coming waterfowl season, because world we live in right now, there's some shortages. So don't wait until the last minute. Get it ordered now. Put it away at BossShotShells.com.
I would recommend buying your shotgun shells. Whatever you shoot for waterfowl season, break it into 20% and order 20% next month and for the next 5 months. That way you get it all bought by August.
Right. Makes sense. That's what I'd do. Also, we're brought to you by Athletic Brewing Company. It's a non-alcoholic brew. You can have you a beer, feel good the next day. Doesn't have the compromise. Doesn't have the hangover the next day. They promise to use high-quality, all-natural ingredients to create great-tasting brews for all beer-loving people. They strive to create brews suitable for everybody and every occasion. If you want to keep a clear head and drink healthier, they're here for you. AthleticBrewingCompany.com is the way to go. You can have all of them that you want. Not even feel bad. They saw a void in the market, and they pounced on it. So they do a lot with the Spartan races. And for people that, you know, like to have a beer at night but have to get up the next day and perform, Athletic Brewing Company is the way to go. So check them out at athleticbrewing.com. There was a hole in the market. You know what? I can just run last month's there. We're also brought to you by Lucky Duck. The best blind on the market is the 2x4 blind made by Lucky Duck. I love it. Fits four grown men without any issues. They've also got the best spinners, in my opinion, that are on the market. You ought to look at Lucky Duck if you're needing a varmint call, because they got a good one. Got a couple good ones. They got some options for you over there at Lucky Duck. Or if you're wanting to beef up your spread, especially if you're a duck hunter, I would recommend getting the waterproof spinner that they have. Runs off a remote. Easy peasy. Set it up with a remote. Turn it on and off. Away you go. That is at LuckyDuck.com. Also, we're brought to you by Blindgrass. If you are tired of always having to rebrush your A-frames, I suggest going over to blindgrass.com. It is a synthetic blend. They have spent years perfecting the color of their grass. It will not rot. You can tie it onto your A-frame, and it won't fall apart. So, blindgrass.com. You can get it in bundles, or you can get it in sheets. So, they're working on some things for us guys in the A-frame. So be looking for that at the end of the summer. Blindgrass.com if you're tired of having to rebrush your A-frame every day. Also, we're brought to you by William and Chris Wines, Texas-made wine made down there in High Texas. Beautiful. Pair it with a steak from 14 Cattle Co. and away you go. Panties drop whenever you get the skeleton key. You can find it at Whole Foods, Central Markets, all those good places. And you won't be disappointed. Get the skeleton key. I love it. It's the way to go. Also, we're brought to you by 14 Cattle Co. Get you a whole beef, half beef, quarter beef. We're still in uncertain times, and it will pay to have food in the freezer if shit hits the fan. Plus, it's cheaper than, you know, what you'd pay at the store. So, really, win-win. It's like $7 a pound or something like that for steak, hamburger meat, all that good stuff. 14cattleco.com. They'll send you a kill list. You can get everything that you want. Customize your order, and it's all naturally fed. No added shenanigans over there at 14 Cattle Company. So check them out, 14cattleco.com. I think that's everybody. All right, this episode of the podcast, I am back from the fucking mountains, just shredding that fresh pow. Lots going on in the world. Free agency in the NFL is going on. Jeff and I we go through the fucking news headlines and just rip it. We hope you enjoy it. Here we go. Here we go. 3, 2, One.
Boom, and welcome to the Big Honker Podcast, brought to you by my friend Jay Thomas and Blindgrass. I'm Jeff Stanfield.
I'm Andy Shaver.
World famous Andy Shaver.
I knew that was coming.
But Andy, you are a legend. I'm telling you right now. There ain't a more famous motherfucker on Fish Street in Oxie, Texas than Andy Shaver.
No, there is not. I can proudly, I'll proudly claim that one.
I mean, Terry Utley would probably be second.
Yeah.
No, who else would be? It'd be Terry.
Well, I forget it.
If you're in the show hog business, you need to look up Terry Utley and Utley Farms. He's a good friend of ours. He is a very famous person because Boomhire is derived from him off of King of the Hill.
What a fucking nut kicking that's got to be.
To what?
That stock show scene.
Woo. It's a lot of.
Fuck that.
Terry raises show hogs. That is. That's a very competitive, cutthroat business. You're all on someone's opinion.
Right.
I mean, yeah, you start raising a pig in October to get rid of it in February or March.
I mean, and then the way that the big boys do it, it's all the time. I couldn't do the show scene. It's 3 weeks there at like every show.
It's not 3 weeks.
It fucking feels like it, I'm sure. Well, how long is Houston?
Well, they're there for about a week, but they have different kids, and they make a family deal out of it, and they'll stay for... Terry will be there. We ought to have Terry on the show with us one. That'd be a pretty interesting one. But anyways, we're going to do it. We're going to get Terry on here with us. And anyways, you're down there for 3 days when you show a pig. We did that. Andy and Zach, or Payne and Zach did it. Payne got a first in San Antonio in a class or second. I can't remember. Zach placed a couple of times. We still lost about $50,000 probably over a 5-year period of doing it. But the boys had fun. It's a lot of it's a commitment.
You're ready really to get is. Home.
It's a what we'll talk about this with Terry because I'd like to have a show with him on this. But anyways, it's an interesting deal. But Terry Utley would be the second most famous person on Fish Street behind Andy Shaver.
Probably so.
The world famous Andy Shaver.
But it's a wide margin as to like me and him.
Well, that's awful.
It's not even. I mean, it's not close. Close. No,
you're that much more famous, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Easily.
He's a legend in Paducah.
Yeah. Drove through Paducah yesterday.
Did you? So, we're going to talk about that. Andy's been gone. World traveler. Him and Tony, the world travelers.
Tony was gone a day.
Well, Tony had some incidents.
Tony's daughter, Franz
Klammer himself. Tony and Andy go skiing in Red River. And they go there. Tony calls me on Saturday. Did he get there on Saturday?
We all got there on Saturday. He was about a half day ahead of us.
Tony, our friend Mark Peters and him, they went and they... eight and they were going to hang out, and Tony and Kylie decided they were going to go tubing. Well, so
the funny Tony sends me this picture of this fucking hill.
Okay, that's what I'm getting at. So
he's like, the kids are gonna love it here.
Yeah, so he tells me, he goes, me and Kylie are going tubing today. And I thought, man, Tony's a good dad. I mean, he's a single guy. He could have gone to spring break and looked at 20-year-old titties somewhere, and he's taking his daughter skiing. That's good. And so he calls me, and he's like, whew, that was rough. I go, what happened? He goes, this thing had some little bumps in it. And he said, my fat ass went up about 3 or 4, going down this hill, and I fly, hit that first hill, and I go up about 3 or 4 feet, and I land. And he said, it hurt. And then I hit the next one and jumped up 3 or 4. So 3 or 4 times in a row. So when he gets back home, he's telling me about it. I go, well, they didn't warn you about those bumps? He goes, who? I go, the people that are selling this guided deal. I'm thinking he went on this tubing deal like we did with the grandkids at Red River that time. He's like, oh, no, we didn't do that. We just found a hill, and we bought some
sleds.
Yeah, or so whatever, the brown cylinder deal like they have off of Christmas Vacation. I go, what? He goes, yeah, it was not real smart.
Yeah, he sends me this picture, and he's like, I found the perfect hill by the hotel. The kids are going to love it. And I'm like, okay, great. He fucking sends me a message later and said Kylie broke her wrist.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, my God, that could have been all of us.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. We could have put poor Jameson down that hill, and he'd have just come out in one big cast. He'd been like that dog on there, something about Mary.
Well, Tony tells me, I think Kylie broke her wrist. We're going to go see Dawn. Mark's wife's a doctor.
Yeah.
Said, go look at it, and it's bad, bad sprain. So he's telling me, I go, well, what happened? He goes, well, that fucking hill we decided to go down that was ungroomed. He goes, my fat ass lost my hat. And he said, so I asked Kylie to grab it. And so she reached out with her hand to get it about the time she hit the fucking bump and went down. But He told me, he said, so I had to crawl back up there, and he said, I had to dive like an old beached whale across that ice to slide to pick my hat up. He goes, it was only a one-chance deal. If I wasn't going to get the first time, I was just going to go without my hat.
So they did that. She hurts her wrist there. And then first day skiing, she's at the bottom of the hill. And
they'd skied all morning, no problem.
She's at the bottom of the hill, and she's going to take her skis off, I guess, and she falls there, re-aggravates it. So Tony's like, I think we're just going to go home. And then I said, okay, well, I said, before y'all leave, we had just got back to the condo. That first half a day was a nut kicking and a half. So we had just got back to the condo about 12:30. I said, y'all come over. I said, y'all have lunch, and then you can leave. Kylie, they're getting out of I meet them I'm on the balcony, and I'm waving at them, showing them where to park. And I said, watch out. It's icy right there. Tony gets out, walks around to grab Kylie. She 2 feet on the ice and whoop, falls again. I said, it is just not your trip, sweetheart.
Nope, that was it.
So they did x-rays. What did they ever find out with the
bad,
x-rays?
Bad sprain.
Bad
which
sprain?
Is worse than having a break.
Yeah, that's what the doctor said. I guess with a break, you would cast it and, you know,
I told Tony,
take pressure off of it and let it heal.
I told Tony, I said, at least you didn't tear your ACL or anything, because that's what I figured. He called me the first day, said, well, we're going to where y'all went to y'all's last ski trip. I go, where? He goes, to the ER. I go, what the fuck did you do? Oh, Kylie broke her wrist, I think.
So it is just a sprain, though?
Bad sprain, they said. I don't know what the difference is between a bad sprain and just a sprain, but she's got to keep it up in a deal. But Tony was not.
The good thing is it's her left hand, so she's not going to get out of
doing
track.
Anything. Yeah. But that was an interesting deal. So anyways, fast forward. So y'all ski as a family, and y'all end up having a great time.
On the last day.
On the last day, y'all had a
on
good time.
On the last day, we had a good time. Yeah.
And then you're going to start over, because now Reese can ski by himself everywhere.
And now it's
so
Jameson.
Next time you're going to start with Jameson. So you've got about 3 more years of shitty. So you really enjoy skiing about time you get too old to be doing it. So
I don't know. I mean, when Reese was Jameson's age skiing, it wasn't bad because you can just put him in between your legs and you can do everything.
It's a little hard on your back, though.
No, not too bad, because he's light enough you can manipulate him. Reese, this time, he about killed me. I fell more the first 2 days just because of Reese than I have since I started, probably.
Oh. Okay, Franz Klammer, I have a question for you.
You shoot.
Did you go down these blacks and these moguls straight down, going faster? Did you go side to side?
You go side. You ski it, Jeff.
That's not it. So that's just,
I'm not a downhill skier. I'm a skier.
Okay. No, you're a novice skier.
I'm a skier. I'm not a downhill skier. There's a difference. I'm not a race skier. I'm not a drag racer, Jeff.
So those other people that you've seen that were just going down in front of you fast, you didn't think, wow.
They go side to side. Every one of them does. Huh. I watched them.
So would you say you're the best skier in Knox County?
Yeah.
You know Jake Cowan's an extreme skier.
I forgot about him. He's almost out of Knox County. No, he's right in the middle. Yeah, he's probably better.
Probably better?
Yeah. Yeah.
He videos and GoPros his stuff.
Well, I don't do that, Jeff.
Oh, he's
I don't like to brag.
He's a stud skier.
I don't like to brag.
Okay. Well, yeah, you do. Everybody here knows you do. Okay. So
I'm not that vain.
In my life of having you in my life, which has been about 20 years or over 20 years, me and mom have been married 25, a long time. The perfect son never gave me any problems growing up really at all. I mean, you never talked back. You did what you were supposed to do most of the time. Never had an issue. The shit you did that the sneaking out and shit, the stuff I didn't know about, don't matter. You're a great kid to raise, easy. And always was smart and had a lot of common sense until yesterday.
I didn't think I did anything wrong.
Oh, embarrassing. Your brothers both have done some things I'm not proud of.
Okay.
I could start a list on both of them. You, there's not nothing on the list. Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Until yesterday. Andy, I call Andy yesterday. I watch the weather and stuff. There's a blizzard warning for the panhandle of Texas.
So the blizzard was gone by the time we were going to go through there.
So I called Andy in the morning, and him and Jesse declined my phone call.
Did not decline. Do you want to look through my call log, and you can see that there was not a phone call from you at this allotted time?
Okay, I'm fixing to show you.
Show me. First time Jeff is on my call log is at 1:35, and I called you to let you know how bad of a time we were having, and you rushed off the phone with me.
Yesterday. 9:47.
I was on the road. I was in that that forest shit.
It was 9:40 when I called both. I called both of you back to back.
Right, we were no service.
Okay. Well, anyways, I called.
It was not 7, like you said,
to make sure that they went south towards Lubbock because I knew there was a blizzard. So Andy calls me. He's like, "Yeah, we're stuck in Clayton, New Mexico." What did you want me to do?
We weren't stuck.
You said, "Well, I'm in Clayton, and it's really shitty here, and it'd been shitty."
It had been shitty. And we got through the shitty.
I called Mom later, and I said, "Have you heard from the kids?" She goes, "Yes, they're in Memphis." I said, "Okay, they're fine." So I did check on y'all. But I would have never put my family in harm's way, and I can't believe you didn't look at it. You can't tell me when you started out you thought, "Boy, this is fucking stupid." You never in your mind thought that.
What am I going to do? I'm in between Springer and Clayton, New Mexico. There's no turnaround.
Go south.
I didn't know.
Springer.
I didn't know that it was going to be like it was going to be.
Because you didn't pay attention. That's what
I knew that there was a blizzard.
Okay, then you don't go.
Or not a blizzard. I knew that there was a snowstorm.
No, it was a
blizzard. I knew they got snow.
It was a blizzard. Was it whiteout conditions anywhere?
Yes, for a minute. But that was just because the fucking wind was blowing 45 out of the north.
That's why they called it a blizzard.
No, it was not falling. It was blowing snow from the ground.
Right.
That's not a blizzard. That's just high winds and you got snow that's blowing.
If you got 12 inches of snow on the ground and no wind blowing, it's not a blizzard, right?
No, it's just after the snowstorm.
Okay. When you have 40 and 50 mile an hour winds, hence the word blizzard.
It was not even cloudy. You could see the sun above us.
But you couldn't see on the road because the wind was blowing.
I couldn't see in front of me, but I could see the fucking sun above me. And I could see that 18-wheeler.
Well, if you wouldn't have been in an airplane, it would have been okay.
Well, it would have been a little rough there, too. A little bumpy.
Did your wife get onto you on this drive? Any slow down? Did you guys do that?
No, fuck no.
Your father-in-law?
No.
Did your mother-in-law?
Nobody. Nobody.
Nobody said a word.
Everybody said, "You have got ice in your veins."
Yeah. None of us. That's what they
said. Ask my wife. Call her and ask her right now. She said, "You are the best driver I've ever been around. I cannot believe that you got us through that."
Yeah, you're so full of shit.
Call and ask her. Put her on. Her fucking loins were on fire seeing the way that I got us through that debacle. I could tell she was moist from three rows back. Could not believe that her man got us through that.
Moist.
She was moist.
Oh, so what are you going to do when COVID baby gets here?
I couldn't take advantage of the moistness because we were on the road all day.
When your in-laws were there, it would be a little weird.
Well, it's even weirder that she's getting moist next to her mother. So, but we did. We got to that that Cimarron National Forest, and it's fucking windy. And hit a patch of ice. I'm going around a curve. And, everything had been going good. And I hit this little patch of ice, and I've got river. And I've got mountain, and I'm coming around this curve, and all of a sudden, I have no control of my vehicle, and we're just gently going towards this river, and I'm fucking pumping brakes as hard as I could, and nothing's happening. We're still going to this river, so I fucking turn it to the mountain. I'm like, she's going to bitch at me, but at least we're not going to be cold. We might rough this fucking expedition up a little bit.
Oh, if you'd have told her vehicle, she'd been so mad.
But we're going to be able to go down the road. If we drop off into that river, it's going to be cold and shitty for everybody.
Mm.
So it starts kind of going this way. Well, now my ass is going to the river, so I'm fucking pumping the brakes just as hard as I could. And it finally kind of corrects, and we get going on the straight and narrow again. And she's like, put it in snow mode. So I don't know what the fuck that does.
It's a different kind of four-wheel drive. Did you have it in four-wheel drive anyways?
No, I put it in snow mode.
So you didn't have it in four-wheel drive at this time?
She doesn't have four-wheel drive in her Expedition.
What's snow mode?
I don't know.
It's not four-wheel drive, though?
No.
So Mom's Jeep Wagoneer's got it's got snow mode and sand and shit, but it's different kinds of – it's four-wheel drive.
I don't know. I was going to look it up whenever I got home. I did not.
So I guess in a blizzard, it would be a good time to use if you're ever going to use a snow mode, that would have been the time.
I put it in snow mode after that.
Did it make a difference?
I couldn't tell. We're not in the fucking river. So we find, and then there's a couple other icy spots in that Cimarron National Forest. We make it out of there, barely. And I had my navigation on. So I see the miles ticking down. And I'm like, if we can just get to Cimarron, we're going to be fine. No more problems. We'll be fine once we get to Cimarron. Get to Cimarron, it perfect. Beautiful weather. Go to Springer, beautiful. I'm going 90 down that little stretch before I got to get off, making up some time for almost falling in the river in that national forest. And then we get in between Springer and Clayton, and the oh shit moment happened. We're going 80. I mean, we're fucking hauling ass. And then on a dime, the 18-wheeler in front of us goes like this. And we're like, oh, fuck, he's about to. I'm thinking he's going to fall off in the middle of the road, and we're going to be stuck there. Somehow.
I was just letting you know we had coffee, Tony.
Somehow. Thank you. Get my duck while I tell this story. Tell the story. But somehow, hats off to this fucking 18-wheeler. He got it, straightened it up, and, like, I'm fucking just slamming the brakes because we're going 80. And then the wind starts blowing. And then we lose the road. And for about 15 miles, it is fucking 10 and 2. I'm hunched over looking at everything. Can't see what's in front of me. Just going off of that 18-wheeler. How the fuck we made it out of there, I don't know. And how the fuck that 18-wheeler didn't just topple over in the road and get us stranded behind him. And I'm pissed off at myself because I had plenty of opportunity to pass him, and I didn't. So now I'm stuck behind an 18-wheeler. It's about to fucking roll over.
Whew. So you survived the day.
I unclenched my ass cheeks, and you could just feel that leather just resettling.
You're a nervous fucker anyways. I bet that was funny.
I had ice in my veins, Jeff. Ice in my veins.
Tony, Andy said that Jesse was moist because of his manliness. Call and
ask her. Call and ask her. We'll put her on speaker. We'll put her online. She was hot at the way that I handled that, Jeff. Hot. She might not answer because she's getting ready to go. But
where's she going?
She's going back to taking people Hello? Back.
Jesse.
Yes.
I want to ask you a question.
You're online.
Your husband told everybody in America that you were moist from his driving ability.
And you, I was moist because we would store the skis in the back of the car, and my seat was wet, and it made my butt and my back wet.
No, so it was not your loin area, as Andy is telling everyone.
Plug this in right here. Let me see. Hold on.
He did drive very good, and I did tell him I did not think we were going to survive.
Wait a second. Wait. Wait. Okay. Jesse. Can you hear us?
So Andy tells
Jesse, your loins were moist because my driving was so.
I did tell you I was very impressed.
See there?
That didn't mean she wanted to have sex with
you. When you're married, Jeff, you have to read between these lines.
He said you even got moist sitting next to your mother. It's how good he had you turned on.
No.
Okay, there you go. No, that's all we needed, Jesse.
I was feared for my life, and I told him I was.
See there? And then when I got you through the darkest of days, I could tell in your eyes what you were thinking. You know, there has to be a little bit of interpretation, Jeff.
Jessica, hey, would I have put you in that situation? I would have went south and not gone through that weather. Would I not have?
We did not prepare. You tried.
That's right.
No. Hey, and we just looked at his call log, Jesse. He didn't call us until 10:47.
Yeah, it would have been 9:45 your time. But I was too, anyways, I love you.
I
love you. You be safe on your trip, okay, today?
Love you, too. All
right, bye.
She's just a go-getter.
Bye.
Go get her.
So, anyways.
Trust me, Jeff, she was moist.
Okay.
She doesn't want to admit it online, but she was. She was turned on. And that's okay.
Well, Mr. Studman, O'Franz Klammer.
I did do the black. The face made it my bitch.
That's not really a black. That's like
of
a.
Of course not.
That's like a greenish blue when it toes.
Of course not.
It's.
Of course it's
everybody
not.
Everybody does it. Little kids did. Did Reese do it too?
No.
Okay.
But there was a little kid.
Yeah, they do it. I mean, it's. As long as you realize you've got plenty of room to stop at the bottom. That's
now
the key to that whole deal.
There is not much room to stop at the bottom.
Did they shorten it up over there, Tony?
I don't know, but
no, Tony said no. There's plenty of room to stop.
No.
Yeah.
And it's fucking icy down there.
It's always been icy there. It's the face.
That shit's melting.
Yeah.
And like even when we would do the green down to the bottom, just being stopped and trying to get in line, it's so fucking icy, you're having a hard time. I wouldn't say that. It was fun skiing, but teaching people Red River's not the place.
Someone tried to tell you that.
But I had fun. I mean, once they finally got it, it was
It's a good place if you know how to ski. It's not a good beginner place. Now.
Boy, Jeff, you should have just fucking.
I bet. And I've seen lots of people that can't ski that think they can.
Huh? We're lucky that it snowed the first time. Yeah. And now it's like 50 degrees up there.
Okay.
I don't know what they're going to do.
Let's talk other things now.
Okay.
We're going to be at Dive Bomb at the Squad Fest.
Yep.
In June. Me, you, and Tony are going. Tony, are you going with us? Tony's going. Me, you, and Tony are going. We'll be there that. Is it a Friday, Saturday, or a Saturday, Sunday deal?
No clue.
They have a. They're having a. What's that game called outside we throw?
Cornhole.
Cornhole tournament.
That'll be fun.
I'm telling you right now, Bo Pierce ought to go there. He's the best cornhole thrower I've ever seen in my life.
Rack him up.
He is damn good. Him and Tony would make a good team.
Yeah.
Andy's the second best cornhole player. Jessie's a little better.
She's pretty good.
Is she a better skier than you now?
I go a little bit faster. I like to tuck it in a little bit more than she does. She's a little bit more reserved, but she's also, if she realizes she has kids, she has to raise.
Well, I appreciate it. I am very proud of you because, well, you've got good in-laws.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't ride with mine in a car. That would wear me out. Yours wouldn't bother me.
You just talk about shit, Jeff.
Huh?
You just talk about shit.
Do you want to ride with my in-laws in a car for 8 hours?
Well, Jeff.
Would you?
I don't know.
No, would you? It's a yes, no.
That's my grandparents.
I know. Do you want me to get a ride and ride with you? Do you want to ride to Allsup's with them? That's right. A no. Right. Okay. But next time we have a holiday or something, I'll sure be able to get them in a car with
you.
No,
that's
for
okay.
A ride.
They're
taking
plenty capable.
Taking the back. NFL free agency.
Did you see this dickhead, Michael Brockers? Did you see what he said?
No, he went from the Rams to Detroit, right?
Yeah.
What'd he say?
So they got Stafford.
Yes.
He said, this is what he said. Understanding what Stafford brings, it's a level up from Goff. That was on March 6th. March 17th, traded to the Lions. With Goff.
Yeah.
What a
That's
fucking.
That's just football.
I bet he was like,
it's football. He's like, yo, bro, I had to say that. You know that.
Yeah. Yeah, I had to say you were a piece of garbage.
Did you see the shit Deshaun Watson's got going on?
I saw he's in a lawsuit. I've been off the grid.
There's
Jeff.
Like four women have come out now that are masseuses. I think it's four, so don't – everybody's a Texans fan, all 17 of you. I don't want you getting mad at me. He's supposedly he has a thing for masseuses.
Oh.
And likes to touch them with his penis on their arm. Now, he's a big boy. Some bitch may be 14 inches. He may be able to slap him from across the room. I don't know.
I've gotten a couple massages. I don't know how he's doing touching them with his penis.
Well, y'all are built a little different, maybe. But, anyways, the guy that's doing it is a big friend of the McNair family.
Mm-hmm.
And people are thinking, yeah, Houston's doing this on purpose. You know, trying to make it ruin him and so they can release him from his contract. Why would they want to do that? If they're going to get rid of his ass, trade him for all them fucking picks.
Right.
I don't understand the end game for them.
Releasing this, if they are?
If they did this, it's stupid. You're killing your trade bait.
Right.
I mean, if you're ruining his career, which is very wrong, you know, because everything I've seen about him, he seems like a pretty good guy.
Some people are just weird, though. I mean, what do you want them to do?
Well,
some people like masseuses.
A year ago, well, I don't understand if this is true, why a guy at that level has to do that kind of shit. You'd think that there'd be fucking all kinds of women throwing themselves at him anyways.
Yeah, like set up a massage table in your bedroom and just get you a random hoe.
That's what I'm saying. So that's what surprises me the most about that whole deal, if it's
true. Bob Kraft? I mean, why would Bob Kraft do it?
I don't understand that either.
I mean, it happens. Obviously, it happens.
Maybe it's the thing of paying some chick $50. I don't know. But you don't want to spend $5,000 for some little sugar baby, I guess. I don't understand all that. But Deshaun Watson, if he did do it, it's bad. It's a bad look for him. Especially because
now, why are they coming? Like, did they not want his penis on their arm?
Supposedly they were professional masseuses, and he tried to make it more than that. And one of them actually told him to leave, and he even texted her and apologized for making unwanted. Now, if he did do that, he's probably fucked. If she's got a text that shows that he texted her and said, "Hey, I'm sorry," whatever. But it's just coming up at a weird, weird time.
Yeah,
and if the guy that's her attorney is the guy that was wanting them to draft Johnny Manziel, and he's a big football fan and stuff.
And her attorney wanted
when Johnny Manziel was up for a draft,
yeah,
he put a billboard in Houston, paid for it, that said "Draft Johnny Manziel." So he's damn sure a football fan,
right?
And I don't know. Now Rusty Harden is his agent, and Rusty Harden is also his attorney, and Rusty Harden was Roger Clemens' attorney. Another thing I know that I didn't have to Wikipedia. Anyways, Rusty Harden was also Roger Clemens' stuff with his wife and all that shit they went through with the PEDs and stuff. So he's got a good attorney.
He's got a good attorney.
And I hate it if it's not true. What a fucking terrible thing to do to a young man. You know, 24 years old. He's giving back to the community. He just wants out. He wants to quarterback on a team that's committed to winning. I mean, fuck you. You trade all his assets away. I mean, if I was a quarterback and you traded Hop out, it would bother me.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see what Arizona did today?
Got A.J. Green.
They signed A.J. Green. Is Larry Fitzgerald coming back too?
They think so.
He's going to be 50 years old, but he's still a viable player.
He'll have Nuke, Larry, A.J. Green, or somebody else.
Who's Larry?
Fitzgerald.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
Christian Kirk.
And they still won't make the playoffs.
Jeff, we've already gone through this.
I know,
this.
And they still won't make the playoffs.
We've already gone
if through A.J.
this.
Green is healthy and is A.J. Green of – The first 6-7 years of his career, he's a fucking stud.
That's the guy I feel sorry for.
A.J. Green?
Wasted his fucking career in Cincinnati.
He got paid a lot of money.
He's got a bone to pick. If there's anybody in the fucking NFL that has a bone to pick with management, it's A.J. Green for wasting his prime in Cincinnati.
He signed a second contract with him, so that's his own fault then.
No.
He's
but they made the playoffs.
They 12-4 a couple years ago. So, that's why I don't think Andy Dalton going to Chicago is that bad a deal. You do? You don't think he's an improvement over Trubisky? He can throw the fucking ball.
No.
You don't think so? You think Mitch Trubisky is
Green
better than Andy
Bay
Dalton?
Is going to walk away with that division. They've got Goff twice.
Green Bay's like New England was a couple of years ago.
They're in a terrible division. Andy Dalton twice.
And Kirk Cousins.
And Kirk. Motherfucking Cousins twice.
I think Chicago will be better, and I'm going to tell you why. If Andy Dalton, you can get him a clean pocket, that's the question, keeping him a clean pocket. He's got Allen Robinson, who's a top 10 wide receiver, and now Allen Robinson actually has someone that can throw the fucking ball to him. A.J. Green had some awesome numbers with Andy. Andy Dalton can throw the ball, and he's got Tariq Cohen coming back. He's got David Montgomery, who's a damn good running back, and he's got they signed somebody else too. I don't remember who they signed. What do you think about New England?
Jeff, I've been in Fresh Pow.
New
man.
England's got
I've been on Mountain Time.
New England's got
taking in the good vibes.
Jonnu Smith and Hunter Henry signed two big time tight ends.
Why?
And they signed Nelson Aguilar.
Why two?
They ran that offense they run when they ran with the rapist and the murderer and Gronk.
Rapist. He wasn't a rapist.
Oh, he was a murderer. Okay, excuse me. Forgive me for getting him confused. For the killer and
that was the other. It was the other rapist.
Killer and Gronk.
I wonder if that's the package that they ran.
They do. They run that all the time. The two
No. Call it that.
Oh, no, now they do, probably.
Let's run the killer and the dummy.
Yeah. But that was a good signing. They got Nelson Aguilar. They paid a lot of money for him. But they got Cam Newton. And I think they're going to make a trade for – I think they're going to try to trade up and draft a quarterback. And I think it's going to be the kid from Alabama.
The Fields? No, he's
Matt Jones, the quarterback from Alabama. I think they're going to try to trade up to him. I think he's probably the fourth or fifth quarterback. A lot of people think he could be the next Tom Brady type quarterback.
They think that one kid that went to the small school.
Yeah, but he's a mover. He's a runner. He's going to be another Kyler Murray type quarterback or Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield runs around a lot too. You know, he's not a big scrambler, but he can move in the pocket.
Right.
They say this is a good quarterback class. I think the wild card still is going to be what the Jets do. Because I really believe Sam Darnold have traded. If I was the Texans, I would trade Deshaun Watson to the Jets and their draft picks, and I would have Sam Darnold as my quarterback. Now, Sam Darnold is not Deshaun Watson, but they've won about the same amount of playoff games.
Now, did Deshaun Watson really come out against Governor Abbott when he got rid of the mask mandate?
Oh, I don't have a clue.
Said, get me the fuck out of here.
Well, get the fuck out of here then. We don't care.
Or he said, I'll try to find the tweet. But he was basically implying that this was the last straw. And I saw, funny as it is, that COVID cases in Texas are down 42.5% since getting rid of the mask mandate last week.
Florida should be the national guinea pig for the United States. Florida has the same number of cases percentage-wise as California does. California has been on fucking total lockdown for a year.
Mm-hmm.
Florida's been wide open for 6 months.
Right.
The numbers are pretty close to even. So, if that's the case, why do you want to be like California? You should be want to be like Florida.
Yeah.
So, I don't... It's gotten so deal, and fucking Biden is so fucked up. I mean, they have done everything they can to fuck America over. I mean, if you voted for Joe Biden and you listen to our podcast, unsubscribe and get the fuck off of here. We don't need you. It's that bad. I mean, they're killing jobs. Ford just announced yesterday they were doing a $900 million renovation or something in some plant, and they're going to take it to Mexico now. I mean, these people know, you know, we had a president that put your finger on these corporations and all their tax breaks. You want tax breaks, you're going to do something for America. And now Biden's in charge, and he's fucked everything up. The border is a fucking mess now. And did you see what he come out and called Putin?
A killer?
A killer. A psychopathic killer today. And now Russia's taking their ambassadors out of the United States and moving them back. Your mom goes, well, God, I hope this don't start a war. I don't really think him calling a name is going to start a war. It may just cause a little bit of issues, but I'm telling you, Biden's a fuckhead, 100%.
Now, I cannot find the tweet from Deshaun Watson that said, get me out of here after the mask mandate.
Well, wear a mask. Wear a mask.
I don't know if he took it down or not, but you know how fake news gets started around here.
Yes, it does, and he's a good football player, but he's a football player. That's our problem right now is we got football players and we got celebrities of all kinds, singers and stuff, that are trying to take care of all the social issues. Well, first of all, they forget one thing. They're all rich, mm-hmm. every one of them. You know, they may have been poor at one time, but they're rich, and they lose sight of what's there. And we had a celebrity for a president, but he was a businessman. And I think from now on, we don't need any more politicians that are politicians. We need all business people to get involved with politics. I don't give a shit from your local level to your state level to your federal level. I want a businessman in there that runs things the right way. Because we saw what would happen with a businessman running it.
Mm-hmm.
And he had to fight everybody to get shit done, but he's the best president we've ever had. This is, I'm telling you right now, it's worried. Why has gas gone up so much just since he's been in office?
Over, it's like almost, we saw it for $3.08 at a place.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, it's just for no reason at all. It's crazy.
It says that Biden threw two insults back at Biden. I'm trying to see what he said.
It's just a matter of time before one of these other countries, big countries, comes out and makes a comment about Biden being an illegitimate president. Because now all the shit that Trump said was going on that they wouldn't investigate is finding out that was happening.
In a reaction to Biden's comments, Putin said on Thursday, I remember in my childhood when we argued in the courtyard, we used to say it takes one to know one. Ooh, Putin, you gotta come with the heat, bud.
Yeah,
and that's not a coincidence, not just a children's saying or a joke. I don't know. He needs to think a little bit harder. Putin implied that Biden was projecting his own self-assessment, saying we always see our own traits in other people and think they are like how we really are. And as a result, we assess a person's activities and give assessment. That's not a very good cut down. That's a little clickbaity title that got me to click on it.
You know Joe Biden was – I mean, not Joe Biden. Putin was a KGB guy.
Allegedly.
Well, there's a picture of him with Ronald Reagan when he was working for the KGB. I've seen it before. Anyways, regardless, he probably would cut Biden's heart out with a fucking butter knife.
Putin is he's like a fucking...
he's a fucking gangster.
Well, not just that. Like, he does martial arts and shit. I've seen some of his videos.
Well, they're not going to actually fight, but he would whip his ass if he did. That's because his old KGB days.
Well,
you know what he did to Robert Kraft?
Yeah, he stole his fucking ring.
Ring. Yeah, what ring? I thought you gave that to me. What the fuck are you going to say? He has a Super Bowl ring. You know, that's more than Dak Prescott has.
Was he in Russia when he did that?
I don't have a clue where they were at. I think so. I'm a big fan of your football team. Can I wear one of your rings?
You can't go to his home turf and give him a ring.
Gives him a ring, and he walks out of the room.
In the gulag.
Robert Kraft standing around. Somebody's like, what is it? He goes, I'd like to get my ring back. Oh, I've already sent that off to someone. I thought that was a gift.
I got that appraised, motherfucker.
Yeah.
That's going in my house.
I do appreciate it very much. These guys that sell their Super Bowl rings, do you think their teammates look at them like, what a fucking loser?
I mean, look, if I'm the fucking second team long snapper and I get a Super Bowl ring, that I didn't contribute to, I might hawk that motherfucker.
Pawn Stars or something was selling. A guy was selling some rings the other day, and he's like, "This is so and so's ring and so and so's ring." And a couple of them were big name guys.
Right now, then
and I thought, I bet your buddies think, "What a fucking loser!"
Yeah,
bust your ass to get that ring, which should mean something to you, and you're fucking having to hawk it to pay for some kind of fucking because you don't take care of shit.
That's a little bit different.
There's no reason that anybody that played pro football for 5 years should be broke.
Well, there's a lot of mouths to feed, Jeff. It happens all the time.
I think it's more rare today.
Because
most of it's off the field incidents.
I think it's more rare today. I think teams are doing a better job of getting these 22, 23-year-old kids and helping them get set up for the future. Back in the 90s and early 2000s, it was fucking hookers and cocaine for your entire career. And
you say that
LT was the prime example.
You say that in jest, but I'm telling you right now, and when I grew up, the Kansas City Royals, half their football team or baseball team got kicked off for snorting coke.
Right.
They were a World Series team, Willie Wilson, and I can't remember the other guys. But that was common. You'd hear about it all the time. Right. Fucking Michael Irvin would not have made it in the NFL 3 years
for the shit he did. I think teams are doing a better job now because they have seen stars like LT that had all the money in the world.
I think he still has money. Is he broke?
Trev
Albert. Trev Alberts is the worst one. Kid from Mobile, Alabama, goes number 6 to Tampa Bay, I think, out of Alabama. Started for Tampa Bay, made $20 million or something back then, and he's homeless walking the streets of Mobile.
No, Lawrence, LT's not that bad off. But
No, but that's what I'm saying. That's a guy that was a hell of a football player that just fucked his whole life. It looked like Debo, big old bastard.
I don't know if this is true or not. I typed in Lawrence Taylor's net worth.
$37.
$200,000.
That's bad.
So,
but he probably
can get endorsements.
He probably makes $100,000 a year just traveling, signing right. titties.
Right.
I mean, he's still LT, maybe the greatest defensive player of all time.
Here it is: how Lawrence Taylor is worth less than
Jeff Stanfield,
$124,000 Super Bowl game check. Lawrence Taylor's net worth: how the Hall of Famer lost $50 million.
Whoo!
So,
you really want to look up one of them? Look up Allen Iverson.
Yeah.
I think he made $176 million or something. It's an ungodly amount of money.
There's a bunch of articles that say this. Lawrence Taylor's net worth has an estimated net worth of $100,000. So, poor guy was not good with his money. But, Allen Iverson, you said?
Mm-hmm.
He signed for bukus of money back in the day.
I think seriously, he made over $170 million or $117 million. I mean,
$1 million is his net worth. Despite his earnings, Allen Iverson's net worth is only estimated to be $1 million.
Well, see, it's more than I thought. Somebody said they thought he was homeless walking outside of the stadium there. Now, I'm not a LeBron James fan at all. Now, it has nothing to do with basketball. He's arguably the greatest basketball player ever. There's top five guys. I don't think you can compare eras. I just don't. I don't care if it's in football, basketball, baseball, horseshoes, curling, whatever it is. LeBron James is equivalent to Michael Jordan, Kobe mm-hmm. Bryant, Magic Johnson, Larry Bird. Those guys are all – you can't come say who's better than the other. They all done great things.
Right.
But LeBron James does give a lot of money to his community. Mm-hmm. I'm not an NBA fan. I get sick of all this woke movement bullshit when China does the shit they do. But I have to say this to him. He is really good about – and he's about doing things for his community. Even if it's just black people he helps, at least he's helping somebody. I don't care if he helps white people, black people, red people.
Right.
If you're helping people, that's great. Built a school.
People helping people.
But I saw where he's made $1 billion now, and he bought part of the Red Sox.
Really?
The other day. Yep. 2% owner, 3% owner, or something.
He's good with his money.
He does really good. But when you got a lot of money like that, it's easy, and everything you touch, people want to buy.
Right.
You know, he's kind of like Elvis Presley in the entertainment world, because those the young people, all colors, all genders, everybody that's from the age of about 9 years old to 25 thinks he walks on water mm-hmm. and he can sell stuff. And the guy hasn't had any out of marital problems. He hasn't had any, I mean, he hasn't done anything off the field to be embarrassing. I can't stand the guy. I think he's a fucking liberal, and I don't like his politics and stuff, but I respect him as a human being for what he has done, except for the way that they ignored all the shit in China. If you're going to be for social justice in America, you should be it for the whole world.
You would figure, but it's more convenient not to be that way.
But back to Deshaun Watson. I feel sorry for the guy if he didn't do anything. If he did do something, it's going to wreck his fucking – it's going to wreck him. But
this might wreck him anyway. With this Me Too shit. With the Me Too movement.
Yeah, it's funny how the media, though, is ignoring it because they like him. It's funny how they take sides on – the Me Too movement takes sides.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Como has had every fucking allegation in the world on him, and they still quite can't get behind wanting to prosecute his ass.
Right.
But if it was Jim Jordan – or Hot Wheels in Kavanaugh. Austin. I heard they want to open up another investigation to him now. That's the kind of shit that just wears me out. You
it's getting
know?
To be laughable.
Yeah, if you want to hold somebody accountable by a set of rules and hold them accountable, but hold everybody accountable.
Right.
Don't pick and choose.
Not just because he's got a D or an R.
No, exactly.
Attached to his name.
But I feel sorry for Deshaun Watson if it's true. I don't know why the Texans, if they're up to this, it's horrible. They need to just trade him and grab a buku of picks. Fuck, what'd they win, 5 games last year?
Right.
I mean, fucking how hard is it to fucking Mitch Trubisky could win 5 games?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, I don't know why they would. At this point, it seems like a bridge too far to gap to make up. I don't know why you would want to try to salvage anything. He's not going to give you 110%,
no,
I don't think.
No. I was looking at the list of the top free agents still that are left in the NFL, and they had their ages and positions and shit, and Dan Campbell was on there, tight end from Arizona. And I thought, first of all, I thought he was 38 years old. He's 26. Feels like he's been in the NFL for 10 years.
I don't even know who Dan Campbell is.
He played for Arizona. He's a tight end. He's not bad. He's just never been in a situation where they use him. He's a serviceable tight end. I just thought it was funny when I saw his age is 26. I thought, fuck that, somebody's been playing around forever.
Well, I still can't believe that Gronk and Kelce are the same age. That's what baffles me.
How old are they?
34, maybe?
I didn't know Kelce had been playing that long.
We went over this.
I understand that, but I still didn't realize he'd been playing football that long.
I think he came out of the draft way later.
He probably was a fifth-year senior wherever he was at.
Yeah, Travis Kelce, they're 31.
Okay, 31 years old. I thought Kelce would have a chance to beat all the fucking tight end records, but he won't at that age. I thought he was younger than that.
31. They're both 31. Gronk's already fucking retired and come back.
He just signed under contract yesterday, too.
So did Brady signed it a week ago.
Yeah, well, Gronk signed yesterday. Do you know that I'll tell you who's coming out in the draft that I think is going to end up being a Hall of Fame player, barring an injury, is going to be that Kyle Pitts, the tight end from Florida.
They say that he should – they say he is the best tight end prospect
ever.
Ever.
Yeah.
Like fucking just a baller.
I wouldn't be surprised Belichick draft him and he had 3 tight ends.
Wouldn't surprise me.
But they said that guy can run in the slot.
Right.
6'6", 250 pounds or something. Wheels. You know, I just hope Dallas Cowboys don't figure a way to get him since I hate Dallas.
Once again, my Packers are just not doing much.
They don't need a tight end.
Well, they don't need anything.
They got Tonyan.
They just need to fucking play in the NFC Championship game.
If it come out today, they sign Kenny Golladay, would it hurt your feelings?
They won't do that because I think that they got that one kid coming back that held out for COVID reasons. I can't even remember. Funchess. Wasn't it Funchess?
Devin Funchess. He's not a bad receiver either.
You sign Aaron Jones that I did not think was going to happen. Bakhtiari and Rodgers restructured their contract, I think. I know Bakhtiari did.
Green Bay doesn't need anything to do. They just need to play a little bit better against Tampa Bay.
Zadarius Smith, he restructured his contract.
They're right there. They're right there. I mean, they gave Tampa Bay a bigger game than Kansas City did. If they'd had Bakhtiari and not had them injuries, they probably would have won that game.
Good at
that. That's what cost them.
Yeah.
But Tampa Bay, all they did was keep their whole fucking team together about. I mean, so.
They did, and that's what's so funny is you see all these quarterbacks. They make these just gigantic Dak Prescott money.
Not Tom Brady.
Not Tom Brady.
He's smart. He'd rather
he's
win.
He's gonna play for the rings.
If you were Tom Brady, if you're not Tom Brady, if you're Dak Prescott, and you look, you know what? I quarterback the Dallas Cowboys. I'm gonna make $15 million a year in endorsements.
Right.
If I only make $25 million a year. We can sign me 2 more offensive linemen that are really good.
Yep.
Or we can help on the defensive side. I want to win. I'm going to be here for a long time. That's the way I would be, wouldn't you? I'm not about greed. I'm not the greedy person. But the overall big picture is you want to win. Dallas Cowboys will not win with what they have.
No.
They didn't. They haven't won at all. I mean, every year you come out, Skip Bayless is going to start being a Cowboys chance to go Super Bowl. They're going to just dominate their division. Why will they dominate their division? They were 0-4 last year before. Now, their defense sucked, and I don't think they've gotten their defense any better, but I think the Giants have gotten better. I think the Redskins, I think Fitzpatrick makes the Redskins a whole lot better for right now. Not down the road, but for right now.
Wonder what number team this will be for Ryan Fitzpatrick.
I think his eighth team to start for. A 25% of the league he's started for.
He's going
to
go for all the whole league.
He's gotten better. He's gotten older, though.
Yeah.
He is not a bad quarterback. And now they got Curtis Samuels, who is a could be a big-time wide receiver this year. And they got that Terry McLaurin. And they got backs. And they got a good defense.
Mm-hmm.
The Redskins are going to give the Cowboys a run for the deal this year, I think.
I think so.
I don't think Dallas is no clear-cut. Everybody's like, well, they got Dak. They're right in the middle of it. Well, what they wasn't last year.
Mm-mm.
Dak is really good, but Dak makes a lot of mistakes in the first half of football games. Everybody's worried about him running. I don't think his mobility would be a problem. I think Dak's a very good quarterback. I think Dallas had no choice but to sign him. If they wouldn't have signed him and he'd have hit the free agent market, he'd be at the Chicago Bears right now. And Chicago would be a better team than they are with Andy Dalton right now. And Dallas would be fucked.
No, big time.
Because you'd have to sign Andy Dalton because he's one of the few serviceable quarterbacks. I wouldn't have signed Cam Newton.
What'd they sign him to?
1 year, $14 million or 2 years, something. But Bill Belichick's not stupid. Bill Belichick likes him or he wouldn't have him there.
Right.
And Bill Belichick knew he was getting his players back. They've traded and upgraded on their tackle. They traded the Texas kid, TCU kid, that Marcus Cannon, to the Houston Texans. They traded or they picked up those tight ends. They got a receiver or two, and they're getting their defense back.
That's another thing a lot of people forget is that a lot of those defensive players sat out for COVID reasons.
Yeah, and they're all coming back. Belichick is very smart. You see where Kansas City signed Kyle Long today.
Mm-hmm.
And they tried to sign Trent Williams. It was between them and San Francisco.
He made a boatload of money.
Yeah, he's an asshole, but he sure is a good fucking football player.
A lot of fucking money.
Yeah, he's a damn good football player though. He was probably he was the best free agent out there, and Kansas City fought them hard to get him. I heard their Bears made a really good offer for Russell Wilson.
Yeah, it was like 3 first-round picks, two starters.
Yeah,
and something else.
Seattle's fucking stupid.
Hanging on to him.
Russell Wilson don't want to be there. You wouldn't come out and say these are the four teams I'd like no. to go to if you wanted to be there.
I'd like to go to Dallas. I'd like to go to Chicago. What were the other ones?
Dallas, Chicago,
Las Vegas.
Las Vegas and New Orleans.
Drew Brees did the right thing by retiring.
He did, and Jameis Winston, that's an interesting deal. They've got two quarterbacks they're paying a lot of money for, and only one of them can play at once as a quarterback. I don't know that if that – what's the other kid's name that plays quarterback? Taysom Hill. I don't know that if he left – that there would be just a huge, huge market for him. I don't think there'd be a market as a quarterback.
Belichick would take him.
He would be perfect in that as a role player, to do different, a gadget guy.
Yeah.
But I don't know a lot of teams that need that. And I think that Jameis Winston will be their quarterback. And
well, Taysom Hill's not. He's a gadget guy.
Michael Thomas's numbers next year. Michael Thomas might catch 180 passes next year.
He will not be on my team.
I would have him on my team.
He will not be on my team.
You're going to still draft Andrew Luck, I bet.
That's a guy that I'm shocked that has not come back. I really thought he was going to take a year or two off of football and find his way back.
I think he got into some Brett Favre issues.
What do you mean? Pain pills?
I think so. I think he had some – was getting worried about that. I'm not saying he did. He's a stand-up guy, but that's a hard deal to fight, being hurt like that. And I think he saw his way, he was going that way, and I think that had a lot to do with it.
Because didn't he say, he said something like, I've seen what it takes to play through these injuries, and it's not something that I'm willing to do anymore.
Yeah, and I think I think he don't like being on mind-altering substances to be able to play football.
Right.
He's a real smart guy. One of my favorite stories about him is during the NFL Combine, they were going through the workouts and stuff, and he was nervous. They go, what are you so nervous about? He goes, I got to finish my engineering paper at Stanford so I can graduate. You know, I may have to have a job one day. You're fixing to be the first player taking the draft. You're never going to have to work doing anything else in your life you don't want to. But that's how humble he was.
Right.
What a hell of a football player, too. But I am, too. I'm really surprised that someone hasn't come out and offered him the moon to come back and say, listen, we'll give you a year. We'll pay you for a year just to set and get your shit ready to come play football again. Because he's got the tools.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not – he wasn't – I mean, he's completely healthy. But he made a lot of money, and he wants out of football. And he's not a limelight guy, I don't think.
No, he's that humble character. He's that kid that you see in the – let me see. How old is he anyway? Is he even 30 yet?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, he's born in 1989, so he's 31.
That's the kind of guy I can see going to fucking Green Bay if Aaron Rodgers retired next year. Just all of them said, well, Andrew Luck signed with the Packers.
Boy, wouldn't that be something.
But, I mean,
he's
the kind of guy, though, that would come back. I don't think he'd miss a beat.
No, I don't think so either. But as a Packer fan,
the chances of a third quarterback are pretty slim.
You go from Favre to Rodgers to Andrew Luck, never happen.
Indianapolis fucked up my whole thing. I really figured Carson Wentz would end up being in Green Bay. I really did. He likes to hunt. He likes being up north. I figured that's – or he'd end up in Minnesota.
Did you see, I guess, an old Facebook post of Carson Wentz's coming back? It says, no fat chicks.
That's great.
And then it says, poor Carson Wentz going to Indiana. They've got, like, the beefiest women in the fucking union.
You know, speaking of that, as a fat guy that's trying to lose weight.
Down 27 pounds.
Being fat's tough. It is. And it's a lifestyle. And there's no doubt about that. But people in general are fat asses compared to what they used to be like. Your build was the normal build in the 60s. If you looked at it, 40s, 50s, 60s.
Baby. Going down blacks.
When you watch Andy Griffith, how many fat people do you see besides Otis?
Aunt B's a little large.
And the mayor.
The mayor's
but
fat.
But everybody in the background is all thin.
Mm-hmm. There's no black people in there, so it's just a matter of time before Andy Griffith is off the air.
But you go to – you watch any show from the 60s and 70s, everybody's thin.
Yeah.
You look at a show now, and everybody's a fucking fat ass.
Yeah.
And my buddy Danny Ragsdale was talking about this on Facebook the other day. He said, have you been to a high school and looked around?
Kids are fat.
He said, they're all fucking fat asses. He said, mm-hmm. The chicks are fat, the guys are fat. And it's crazy. I watched speaking of that, there's a new Netflix series out called Last Chance. I've watched two good shows on Netflix lately. One of them's a documentary on Biggie Smalls. It is I never listened to Biggie Smalls ever. Uh-huh. He's a hell of a story.
Why'd you watch it?
Because it was something. I like documentaries.
Oh.
And I wanted to watch it. I knew he got murdered in the Tupac deal and Sean Combs and Puff Daddy or whatever his name is. It's a very good docuseries on him. Very good. His mom was a really good lady.
Mm-hmm.
And a Jamaican immigrant come over here and raised a single son. And it's
how many episodes is it?
It's one episode.
Oh, that's it?
It's just one episode, and it's...
See, I like that. Netflix, okay, so we did the staircase. It's 13 episodes. That's too fucking long. I like the Netflix series that are like 4 to 6 episodes.
Yeah, Biggie Smalls' documentary is one deal. It's a really good...
So it's just like a movie. It's an hour and a half.
Yes, it's very good. It's a very, very good documentary. I've
got the house to myself tonight, so I might watch that.
It's very good.
I want to watch that, and I want to watch Murder Among Mormons.
I have to look it up. I watched a show last night called Scavengers or something, or Savages,
mm-hmm.
about these guys on pot and the cartel and stuff. Selma Hayek's in it. John Travolta's in it.
Yeah, I've seen that.
It's pretty interesting, which I'm a Selma Hayek fan. I think it's, she's smoking
hot
already.
The kid is, one's a war veteran, and yes. then one is, yes. Yeah, he's smuggled.
So you've seen it already?
Yeah, that's an old movie.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's, I don't know, 5-6 years old.
Oh, no shit, I watched it last night.
He brought marijuana from Afghanistan.
Yes, okay. Anyways, that wasn't my second one I watched. I just happened to bring it up. I watched Last Chance U, the basketball show. Yeah. Not a big basketball fan.
Yeah.
The coach on there is a guy I'm going to try to get on podcast with. This stand-up Christian man does more for his kids than any coach I've ever seen. Them fucking assholes at football, that dickhead at Mississippi, and then that white guy that thought he was black that liked to smoke cigars in Kansas that drove the 5-year-old Cadillac and thought he was a stud.
I watched one season of Last Chance U. I watched the Mississippi one.
The guy in Kansas was a total fucking tool bag, telling his players, suck my dick and shit. I mean, yeah. And you wonder why you can't get a Division I job. You see Urban Meyer saying some shit like that?
No.
But anyways, the basketball team out of California, it's a very, very good Last Chance U basketball. For a non-basketball fan, I really, really enjoyed it. The kids really touched my heart. Hard to, one kid lost his mom and dad both died. Mom died of cancer. Kids coming from not much. A couple of kids spoiled fucking brats with ungodly. You talk about white privilege, let's talk about fucking athletic privilege.
Yeah.
That just piss it away and stuff. But it was a good story. He's a good, good coach. I really enjoyed his story. Highly, highly, highly recommend that series. Very good series. And it was good to see. It showed a good light of a coach. It really made coaches look how important they are and how they touch and structure young people's lives and change and turn them around. That was a very good series.
I just can't bring myself to watch a basketball show.
It's you'd be surprised. Me and Mom watched it together.
I just don't think
watched
I could.
The whole thing.
How many episodes? Probably I don't have a whole lot of time.
12.
Oh, that's too many for me.
But it's a very good series. I highly highly recommend it. One of the best things I've watched in a while. But the Biggie Smalls documentary was really good.
See, I want to watch the Murder Among Mormons. Evidently, so here's the thing. Mormon people are all nice people.
Huh?
I'm saying this as a disclaimer. The religion's a little wonky. Okay, you got this Joseph Smith, and he founds the tablets, and he's a bit of a charlatan, it sounds like. Evidently, they find a missing document that was written from Joseph Smith. Or is it John Smith? I think it's Joseph Smith.
I think you're right.
And evidently, it was like a salamander that led him to the golden tablets or something. So they find this document written by Joseph Smith, and what the Mormon church would do, because it's such a new religion and they're finding all these documents, the Mormon church would buy these documents, and then they would just disappear. Okay, so a guy that is a Mormon collector has the documents of the salamander. They call them the salamander letters. Well, him and his wife and like all these people that are connected.
Is this like modern time shit right now that we're talking about?
It was in the 70s.
Okay, modern times though, basically. So this isn't like in the 1850s.
No, 70s.
Okay.
They all die in explosions. They die in a car bomb. One guy's office is bombed. Somebody dies in
So this is a conspiracy type theory that
they
has some truth to it.
They think that the Mormon church bombed these people because they had this letter that basically says that their founder of the Mormon religion was led to these golden tablets. And I've only seen the little preview.
I think I'm going to have to watch this.
But it's basically like he was led to the golden tablets by this salamander. And like they want to spin it as, no, an angel took him and he like uncovered some leaves and like there's these golden documents and he's the... It's very interesting. It looks very interesting. Zach texted me after I saw the preview on Netflix. It'll show you the previews and said it's really good. So that might be what I watched tonight. Joseph Smith?
The Mormons are portrayed in Hell on Wheels
as
pretty ruthless people.
Really?
Yeah, they kind of stuck to their own, but they don't have a problem killing somebody. If need be.
Maybe not.
But
they bombed 3 people in Utah.
Well, I think that with all big religions comes big money and becomes a lot of corruption. I think you want to find a true, good Christian type organization, go to a small town church that's barely making their bills. Probably like the church you're in or the church I'm a member of, that have a hard time.
Yeah, but they're still under the umbrella of...
of a big church who's making all the money.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. The ones that are calling the shots are the ones I'm talking about that's greedy. The little small town churches and stuff.
It's still an organization as a whole.
But if you go to a Mormon church, and Seymour has a Church of Latter-day Saints, if you go to that church right there, you're going to see good people that aren't being controlled.
Sure.
The guy preaching is probably a really good man.
Right.
But when you go to the board of these big churches and shit,
they're making some
it's
shady
all
decisions.
About fucking money.
They're making some shady decisions.
It's all about money. The Mormons are the biggest landowners in the United States, I think.
I thought Bill Gates was.
I think they have more than him. I think. The Catholic Church has more money than Bill Gates, too, probably.
Yeah. But they've also got, like, kids buried under the Vatican.
I'm not saying that there's not.
A little shady.
I don't understand the child trafficking shit. I don't get it. I understand some guy seeing some 17 or 16-year-old chick in a bikini on the beach that looks like she's 25 years old. I understand a guy getting in trouble there. I do. I understand that. Mm-hmm. I don't agree with it, but I understand that. I don't understand a 5, 6, 7-year-old kid or 3-year-old boy. I don't get that. I don't understand how that's even... I have a huge issue. They need to put bullets in people's head like that. And I do not understand how we've gotten to a point where people are covering up for people
that are doing that. And
it's all over the place.
Apparently, they just reshuffle them. If an allegation comes out, they just move them across the country. They'll move them again. And then if it pops up again, then they're in the Vatican for the rest of their
career. I don't understand. Now, I'm not talking about just the Catholics, just in general. All the shit that goes on in Hollywood and stuff. Right. I do not understand how, as a society, we haven't just killed them fuckers.
I think some of it is just, and then we got to get off of here. I think some of it is just, I think powerful people put other people in this position so that they can control them.
Oh, you said Washington, D.C. in a nutshell right there.
Right.
That's what happens in Washington, D.C. If you watch fucking House of Cards, that's exactly shows you how it works, and that's what it does. They get a new senator in there, a new congressman or whatever it is, and the first thing they do is find something that they can use against them to control them for the rest of their life.
Yep.
You can't tell me Chief Justice Roberts has not been compromised somewhere. I mean, you just don't go against – you don't change 24 – it's a vile place. And Hollywood is just as bad as D.C. is, and I do not get it. So, anyways, we're in a time crunch here. We're going to have – hold on just a minute. We'll have three shows next week. We'll have a normal schedule again. The World Traveler's back. So.
We've had a normal schedule. We got three episodes out.
Well, we'll have
– fuck them. Three episodes.
Okay.
That's all I can promise you. Okay. Now, after I just told you to go fuck yourself, go check out our sponsors. Check out Foul Bandits, check out Stanfield Hunting Outfitters, Gun Dog Outdoors, Dirty Duck Coffee, Dive Bomb Industries, Boss Shot Shells, Pacific Calls, Lucky Duck, Looking Glass Duck Club, Rest in Paradise, Bangtail Whiskey, 14 Cattle Company, and Blindgrass.